A news update for Saturday afternoon edition, emergency broadcasting transmission from the Alex Jones Show of possible nuclear attack on the U.S. soil and other things. Please stay tuned. This doesn't mean it could happen, but there could be other things. We're broadcasting on both satellite networks, and we're broadcasting on, meaning when I say that, we're broadcasting on extraterrestrial and also terrestrial and Sirius XM. So we'll be right back, and here we go.
Weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so. As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious
national and international news stories as our podcast title.
They are voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, we died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
cycle through the Great Reset and Build Back Better. You're going to have hundreds and hundreds of nuclear reactors that don't count. You're going to have millions of starving to death that will then be like a zombie apocalypse as they try to feed themselves. Within just 15 days, almost everybody reverts to cannibalism. If I was a selfish man, I would be in the middle of nowhere in a cabin on the backside of a hill, 100 miles from any town, with a bomb shelter right now. If I just care about myself and just care about my children, I would be gone right now. But I'm staying at the helm of the ship, and I was going to be dramatic. I was going to say, oh, I'm some hero. No, no, no. He's got a chance of stopping us. And I'm not running from it, but I'm telling you, deep down, I told you this months ago, you can see it now, how you feel it as well. Spiritually, intellectually, you can see it. Culturally, you can see it. sit there watching them in the backyard. There are sandbox, there are riding dogs, there are dog trucks. And I can just sit there and just pray to God somebody can murder this, because we're already at war with Russia right now, ladies and gentlemen. Right now. Right now. In Europe. This is happening now. And we're so used to things being normal, normal to us. They know the inflation is double power price. Even though it's been all this, people just believe, oh, come on, Alex, it's not that bad. Well, the mainline Pentagon analysts believe 50-50 chance Russia starts using nukes. Telling you. 50-50 chance, after my analysis, Russia starts using nukes. Now, the globalists have pushed us to the edge of Armageddon to create total destabilization where everybody just gives up on life. And so that's another reason I'm not going to give up on life, is there's a very good chance if we create a big enough buzz, if you, the heart of the resistance, the tip of the spear, the vanguard, make a big enough peaceful noise, the simplest thing is, whatever you got to do, we can stop this together. So like I said, I am strongly considering not even knowing and defending myself in the Sandy Hook, etc. They called me back. I don't have to go now. I had to go to be interrogated by them on there, and their first half trial begins early the next week. And then supposedly I belong to the book of Janice, this hands guy, and he's gonna sit up there and talk about stuff. And it's like, why do I even care if they get $100 million assessment? I don't have to.
It's just one challenge we made. Finally, supply chain is better. Finally, we get better manufacturers. Finally, it comes in. And then this is the extra. So if you want the rarity set for the world, it's shipping with a standing order. Want a signed copy? It costs more. That's a fundraiser. Now look down at the Kangaroo trial this week. You're like, you sell a super quarter for 3 or 4 times markup. It was on silver quarter, silver dollar. It's a high end one. You know, the fanciest. We sold it 7.5. I didn't ask that question. I asked how much. And I said, well, it varies. It comes in at one. And go, why is it in your private account? Well, that's how you set up Bitcoin wallets. And some wonderful person gave it to us. And you told me you've given $5 million of that $7+ million when you cashed it out to InfoWars and free speech. Where's the other stuff? And I said, that's months ago when you deposed me. It's all in there. But $60,000 we left speculatively. You can go look at the wallet. Ah, objection, non-responsive. That's not what I asked. You can go to the wallet that's public and see it was 60 last time I looked at it a month ago. And we're hoping it goes up. But I took it all and put it into this company and my crew and the back bills we had and then no money to buy future product. And we took a couple million of it and bought product, which is now most of it's come in. So thank God we've got the product. Now you just gotta buy the product and we can sit here and fund ourselves and I won't be so desperately up here begging. But this isn't a bluff, it's not BS. I've been on there 28 years. You've never heard me spend 5, 10, 15 minutes asking for support. The last thing I wanna do is give up. But I'll tell you, if folks don't come through, if you're retiring me, or you want me to massively cut back, don't buy the products, because you're going to see something. In fact, the crew, when they hear about bankruptcy, are we going to get let go? Is it over? Are we going to be gone? I'm like, no. We give them all the facts. This is a plan to keep everything going. As long as folks support the broadcast, you're going to be here. I mean, I won't get paid hardly anything under the agreements, but that's fine. I don't care. I mean, I want to be on air. I started out on Access TV. All I care about is having my voice and, you know, having a house, a car, and they'll pay for, you know, school supplies and medical stuff. I don't worship money. It's not why I do what I do. But now I'm going to tell the crew next week. If we don't get major funds in the next few months, and if stuff doesn't pan out with this, and if we can't get this bankruptcy straight and get this correct, well, then I will come in here in a few months and I'll say, hey, you guys got 3 months to get a job. And I'll say, we'll still have some people maybe, but I don't know. So I'm just being completely honest with everybody. Like, we can shut down. So, this building, the facility, all the crew, all the infrastructure we've got, it'll be a big victory for the New World Order, and they desperately want it. So if you're one of those whales out there sitting on, the folks that gave it to us had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Bitcoins. God bless you. I love you. And we went and looked at their account. You don't know who they are, but you can see the account. They are still sitting on it because obviously they know something we don't know, and they think it's going to go back up. Hopefully it does. But whether it's a small Bitcoin donation, or an Ethereum donation, or whatever it is, infowars.com/crypto. And that's where you can go, and that's where you can make a donation. $10 a Bitcoin, $100, $1,000, $1,000,000. And I'll tell you this, I sat on that Bitcoin for a while, and we lost over $1,000,000 of it. So my policy now is I'm not gonna speculate with it. I'm gonna sell it the second it comes in, or the minute I find out about it. And I'm gonna put it into the account for InfoWars, because this is my mission. It's my pledge to you. And that's my biggest frustration. I put almost all my savings that was not that big, emergency backup, I put $3 million in this place in the last year of my savings. I sold my house, and I bought this fancy big house 4 years ago as an investment. I was putting emergency money in the bank. I had $3 million as emergency backup money for the company that I'd been paid over the years that I'd saved. We're talking a decade of savings. And I went and bought this big, fancy, modern house, and I saw the stock, I saw the housing market, and I even told my wife, I said, be ready, about 3 years, we're gonna sell this, because I predict before 2022 ends, you're gonna see a housing market crash. I just know this stuff. It's all I do is think about it. And she got to where she liked that house. But 6-8 months ago, we sold that sucker, and I dumped that money into this operation. And my wife's totally on board with it now. She gets it. She's like, my God, the housing market is crashing. She's got family, you know, that owns some houses in Omaha, and they've seen them go down in value. So people are like, how did you know to do that? I mean, I studied the New World Order, folks, and that's why we did this. So my total mission is to be a good steward. My total mission is to fight for you, because I'm fighting for myself, and I cannot do this without your support. So thank you all, and I just need everybody to tell everybody to tune in, and everybody to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a great reset in the war for the world, whether signed or unsigned. Go to 1776coin.com, the Teddy Roosevelt coin. This will be the last coin this year. There even is a next year, but this is the fourth 15 minutes, but I want to do this right now. Huge developments on the poison shot, good developments, big developments coming up. Matt Gaetz vindicated, that's just breaking today. It's on InfoWars.com. I was talking to Steve Bannon behind the scenes about it, got some inside baseball. We've got more on inflation, more on the war, and more on mega cities that we told you about in Endgame from globalist documents, now being announced in Europe and in the Middle East, as well as in Canada, and what those mega prison cities really, really stand for and what we're facing. And we're also going to get into U.S. oil buffer, historic low in wake of Joe Biden's unprecedented SPR release today. But before I do that, one last thing. We've done such amazing things as a crew and as host and as an audience together. And whatever happens, I love you. I want to thank you. And I want to appreciate you for shouldering the load in this fight against the globalist. And that's why when you call in and thank me, I just say, stop it. I want to fight. I'm like a sheepdog that wants to attack wolves. Just who I am. You're the same way. We're brothers and sisters. Let's just fight together and know I love you and you love me. I'm not thanking you. I love you. You're not thanking me. You love me. We're in this together. And it's beautiful and it's wonderful. And I'm very, very thankful. And however this goes, this goes. But I've always promised the crew, too. I tell them, you know, there's not a path out of this or a way out of this. I'll be honest with them. And I was just honest with them, and I was honest with you, that we're in all each other's hands. So I tell the crew, work extra hard. Be vigilant. Get stuff done. This is serious. It's important to stay on air during this period. They've thrown so much at us, so much at us, and we still come through it together. Let's not let them win now. We can do this together. So thank you for your support, and I love you. All right, here is a Greg Reese report and a John Bound report back to back, the abomination of justice, and then John Bound's report, the taproot of the tree of evil, which is a riff off of a previous report I put out. We'll come back with all this very important news. Stay with us.
The biggest concern for the judge in the Alex Jones trial is for the jury to see through their deception. So before the jury is allowed in, she clearly reminds Jones how he's not allowed to defend himself.
There are certain areas that your attorney is well aware of, as is opposing counsel, that are not going to be asked about and cannot be testified about. And I'm more than happy to go over, it's a very short list, and I'm more than happy to go over it with you if you want me to, but if you don't want me to, that's fine too. I'm simply trying to avoid any issues in front of the jury. I don't want to have any unpleasantness. There's no other way to put it. So that's why I'm willing to do it if you want me to do it, but I don't have to do it.
Well, please do, Judge, because
okay, that's enough.
My lawyers, they told me about
that. The yes was enough. That's all I need to know. And the lawyers know not to ask you these questions, so the only way there would be a problem is if you gave a non-responsive answer. Yeah. So if I just go over it briefly, I don't think we're going to have any problem at all. So the lawyers are not going to ask you about, nor can you offer any testimony about, the plaintiff's settlements with the former defendants, Wolfgang Halbig and Corey Sklenka. the Soto versus Bushmaster case and who the plaintiff did not sue. So I understand you may not agree with those rulings, and this is just a yes or a no answer. Do you understand that you may not testify on those topics?
Yes.
Okay. So there can be no testimony, and there's not going to be any questions, obviously, regarding the maximum amount of Sandy Hook coverage on your shows or the percentage or proportion of Sandy Hook coverage. Yes or no? Do you understand that that's not testimony that you can offer? You're not going to be asked about it, and you can't offer it.
Yes.
Good. Okay. You may not offer testimony, and you're not going to be asked about whether you substantially complied or you produced everything or that you challenged the basis for the default ruling. All of these issues may be the basis for an appeal, but they're not going to be asked, nor can you offer that testimony. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Finally, the First Amendment is not an issue in this hearing and damages. No one is going to ask you about the First Amendment. This is not the appropriate forum for you to offer that testimony. Do you understand that, sir?
Yes.
All right. Is there anything that prevents you from understanding what we just talked about?
I understand, as long as they don't ask those questions.
Right. They're not going to ask you those questions. If they did, I mean, they're officers of the court and they understand the rulings, so they're not going to ask you those questions.
After attacking Free Speech System's all-American business model, the plaintiffs then focus on a single video that went viral 10 years ago, featuring Robbie Parker. This video was played on InfoWars because it was a viral video, which alone made it newsworthy. Once the plaintiffs established that InfoWars played this video, they dramatically introduced an emotional Robbie Parker in the courtroom. The cameras move in for the close-up, shaking with emotion by the mere presence of Alex Jones for playing a viral video. As far as Alex Jones's crimes, it's not clear what their claim is, but their argument is clear. According to the plaintiffs, alternative media should not exist and should not be allowed to report the news. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Radio listeners, I'll describe it. It shows a tree, and above the surface, the branches, it says inflation, high taxes, open borders, globalism, recession, defund the police, violence, human trafficking, fentanyl, deaths. He goes on and on. But the problem with the graphic by Branko, a great political cartoonist, is it's got Joe Biden as the root, and the donkey, and Obama, and a sippy cup.
There's a through line of hate, from massacres of indigenous people, to the original sin of slavery, the terror of the Klan, to anti-immigration, violence against the Irish, Italians, Chinese, Mexicans. So many of those laced through our history. There's a through line of violence against religious groups, anti-Semitic, anti-Catholic, anti-Mormon, anti-Muslim, anti-Hindu, anti-Sikh. And that through line of hate never fully goes away.
But the root causes are really the globalists like Klaus Schwab.
They're grooming a younger generation of globalist talent. They're focused on cultivating this next generation. And they've proven that they're quite good at this. This is a quote from Schwab in 2017. I have to say that when I mention now names like Miss Angela Merkel, even Vladimir Putin and so on, they've all been young global leaders at the WEF. But what we're very proud of now is the young generation like Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. We penetrate the cabinet. But we see he's complimenting himself for doing what? Infiltrating the Canadian government, grooming the Prime Minister, and then infiltrating his cabinet. So again, where does that leave the Daily Beast in their theory that this is some sort of a conspiracy? This is all a rebrand or a relaunch of the New World Order, which was, again, called a conspiracy. Right. and it was to create a totalitarian world government, perhaps something akin to what we've seen from the UN, from the EU, or the WHO. They've been in the news a little bit lately. Unelected, unaccountable to the people, but they tell you what to do with your lives. So what the Great Reset architects believe is that modern democracy and a free market capitalism, not kind of capitalism we have today, we'll talk about that in a little bit, but the free market capitalism has failed. And the only way to fix it is by marrying corporate interests and the increasingly powerful state. This will create corporatist super states, or maybe one day a super state, that will see a new world government take shape. It's already happening, though it might not necessarily take the form of a government. It's a functional dictatorship via corporations. That's what they're doing, and it's already happening.
And his corporate controllers, like Bill Gates.
This guy's unelected, and he's got way too much influence in global healthcare. He's a college dropout. He's not even a coder. Did you know that? He doesn't write code. He's just a monopolist. That's what he's, a criminal and a monopolist. And he went to Jeffrey Epstein's island, which makes a lot of people say he's a child raper. He told Trump, don't set up a commission on vaccines to study vaccines. That would be a dead end. That would be a bad thing. Why? What are they going to find out? They're going to find out that vaccines are safe and effective, right? Wouldn't that be good?
And the King of England, who is involved in all this eugenics and depopulation, King Charles III.
At the moment, we've so degraded natural systems, ecosystems, biodiversity, that it's becoming increasingly impossible for nature to sustain us. At the moment, it's all take. Now we've reached the situation where we really need four planets like Earth to survive or to provide enough for everybody.
But really, at the end of the day, it's the devil. Is it the root? Root cause, ladies and gentlemen, is not King Charles, not Bill Gates, not Klaus Schwab, not the donkey, but it's evil. Call it what you want. You can say what it is. You can play games all day, but this is a fight between good versus evil. And everything the New World Order does is destructive of their own interest. They go out of their way to kill, steal, and destroy because they like it. Because they hate God's creation. They hate human destiny. They are fundamentally, spiritually jealous of the tree of life. And they want the tree of death.
Yep.
And I'm going to now air, before I hit more news and bring Robert Barnes on and hit this other news, some of these little excerpts that the crew put together. One of them is where they attack me over cryptocurrency like I'm a criminal. Show the crew, put a little promo together from that. And then we're going to go ahead and air, before I left yesterday, Connecticut, went to a apple orchard with my wife and daughter, my five-year-old, and that's AJ talks about the ultimate revolution, God's green earth, which is the counter to the tree of death. So here's a little excerpt from the trial, and then we'll go to the ultimate revolution, God green earth. It's okay, let's just stop it. It's all right. We're all good. Let's just stop it. Stop the tape. It's all right. Let's just stop. Let's reset. We're a live show. No big deal. It's not the crew's fault. They were supposed to already air that, and I just jumped in at the end of the John Bound report because it was so good and messed that up. Get the audio faded up. Get it ready, and now let's roll it again.
Okay. Because one of the ways that your audience, you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes.
And you have a page on your website that is just for cryptocurrency donations, right?
Infowars.com/crypto.
Is that a little advertisement just there?
Well, we're fighting the deep state. We need money.
All right. This is it. Give crypto. Fund Infowars. Sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, right? That will end up as a clip on your show tonight. Your advertisement for your cryptocurrency page.
You know, I mean, people want to keep us in the fight. So I hope whoever the big whales are that give us money before, keep doing it.
We'll just keep minting money as you're in this courtroom.
Objection, bitch.
All right, let's move on.
None.
And
people care about the First Amendment.
And
that's right. I love it.
There's a famous term people use, and
it's God's green earth. And here I am in Connecticut on just a few acres of apple trees. And you can feed thousands of people a month just on these couple acres. This is God's green earth. We have so much abundance. You fly an airplane over most places in the country or the world, there's nobody there. We're all fighting over resources. Look at Ukraine. Russia is openly declaring war now, shipping in 300,000 troops on the verge of nuclear conflict. And here we are with the resources for everybody. We just work together, but we keep killing each other. And that's the difference between Christ and the devil, or barbarism versus the Renaissance. Just take a look right here. One tree alone produces hundreds of delicious, amazing apples a month. Apple pies, you name it, all the vitamin C, everything you need. You could live off these if you needed to. And it's right here in the palm of our hand. 100 years ago, 90% of people in the U.S. were self-sufficient and could take care of themselves on a farm. Today, it's 10% or less. That's a time bomb. That's the Great Reset. Synthetic foods, GMO, taking us off the land. They want genetic engineering. They want Franklin Foods. We've been given God's green earth. We've got to recognize we've already been given heaven, but we've got to take that victory and that destiny in our hands instead of all this idiocy. We have powerful, corrupt beliefs that threaten my human destiny. They're playing us off against each other. And it's just that simple. It's a little bit of a switch and realizing that productivity and working together and being strong, not being run over, but being productive and building up a real economy based on agrarian farming society that Thomas Jefferson talked about, we win. The power of the people is the soil. What God gave us from Mother Earth. This is a victory. That's what InfoWars stands for. So, Sunday, forest bathe, spend time in nature, grow a small garden. It's that first step to a bigger world. The globalists want you locked in your house in a VR fake reality. You want to counter the Prozac, counter the television screen sickness from Netflix? Just start putting your feet in the mud. Just start taking a swim in a river. Just start going out in nature under the stars at night, and you will break the spell they have over you. Believe me, because I've been through it, and I broke their spell as well by bathing in God's incredible creation. And one last point. God didn't just give us the fish of the sea and the cows of the land and the birds of the air and all this great fruit, all these great vegetables. God gave us our children and our wives and husbands. And humanity is our greatest value. So when we abort and kill our children, we're throwing away the most incredible harvest we've got for the future. So don't throw away these apples, don't cut down these trees, and stop killing our children.
So don't ever, as dark as the hour is, and as out of control things are, don't you ever not realize how important you are and what you've done with your word of mouth and your action. And I'm talking to people that went to that puppet courthouse in Connecticut with InfoWars stickers up everywhere. We commend you.
So we are this puppet courthouse, yeah. Yes, that's what you're referring to?
It's not mostly a peaceful protest where they burned down $2 billion, but that's good. But then conservatives put up stickers and we're bad. I know we all need to go to prison.
Why don't we talk about cryptocurrency? Okay. Because one of the ways that you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes.
And you have a page on your website that is just for cryptocurrency donations, right?
Infowars.com/crypto.
Is that a little advertisement just there?
Well, we're fighting the deep state. We need money.
All right. This is it. Give crypto. Fund InfoWars. Sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, right? That will end up as a clip on your show tonight. Your advertisement for your cryptocurrency page.
You know, I mean, people want to keep us in the fight. So, I mean, I hope whoever the big whales are that will give us money before keep doing it.
We'll just keep minting money as you're in this courtroom.
All right, let's move on.
Money.
And
people care about the First Amendment.
That's right. That's right. Alex.
Well, my good friend, one of the smartest people I know, Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, criminal lawyer, historian, joins us for the next hour. Thank you so much for joining us, Robert. We're going to obviously get into the show trial.
they admit is the template to take down everybody else. And your analysis, as you did the last 2 weeks, live coverage of it, did a fabulous job with massive viewership on your own platform. And then after we cover this for 20 minutes or so, I want to get to the huge developments that I know you're also at the tip of the spear on, suing Pfizer with whistleblowers and other things. Adams to sunset private sector vaccine mandate. I had some Newark police off duty as our security. They were really excited about this. They told me about it a few days ago before he even announced it. Also, U.S. Supreme Court to consider a case against COVID vaccine mandate for New York City. The military has stopped it in four branches, but not the Coast Guard. And then some even more important news when it comes to their fake prosecutions. Matt Gaetz frame-up collapses. DOJ prosecutors recommend no charges due to credibility questions of main witness. A woman who's like 20-something years old now saying she had sex with him when she was 17, but he didn't know. And then there's no proof of that. That's not child trafficking. That's not pedophilia, ladies and gentlemen. So they protect Jeffrey Epstein's, Johns. They don't release the list of them, and they act like Matt Gaetz is a pedophile because years and years and years ago, he was at some party on a Caribbean island with a bunch of strippers. Well, I'm not saying that's perfect. It's not a smart move, but he wasn't even in politics then. Hanging out with a bunch of strippers is not pedophilia. So this is a big deal. We'll be getting to that coming up as well. And so much more. Robert Barnes joins us. Robert will also obviously get into Russia, the huge escalation there that is the big central story, that their national draft being announced, Putin saying, I'm not bluffing, threatening nuclear war. That's coming up this hour as well. But I think it's important, front and center, to talk about this show trial and your observations of this and where you see this going. Because I don't want to be over positive. They got a bunch of crying parents. We're barred from putting forward evidence, but a lot of former judges and current judges and a lot of people called my lawyers and said, wow, this blew up in their face. This is not going well. Chris Maddie's dad is a famous lawyer. He's the main lawyer against me. Blew up at him.